Sorry, I'll try that again. Good morning.
I was like, why can't I hear you in my headphones?
Everything. Got to turn those on. Hey,
there we go.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Big thing that happened over the weekend.
Yep, obviously the footy.
The footy, the grandy.
Yep, yep.
And in the Friday leading up to the grand final, mm-hmm. you probably noticed the hashtag big, big sound
yes.
going around the place. It was to do with the Giants theme song, this mm-hmm. one here. Well, there's a big, big sound from the west of the town. Which is a great footy song, right?
Sure, yep.
But one thing, the more it played, because it was going viral, it was coming up, people were putting it with videos.
Yeah, lots of different videos, Facebook, it was just everywhere.
It was all over the place. And more I listened to it, mm-hmm. the more I thought, it reminds me of another song.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to run something by you and see whether mm-hmm. this sounds familiar to you.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Bit of Kesha.
Does, can you
yeah, no, I
feel
can see
the similarity? Right? So
yeah, okay.
I was like, does this actually work?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what I did is I got the instrumental version and I just want to put the lyrics to it and see if this actually works, okay? So
are you going to sing?
There's a big, big sound from the west of the town. It's the sound of the mighty Giants. You'll feel the ground a shaking. The other teams are quaking for the boots for the mighty Giants. They take the longest strides and the highest leaps. We're stronger. See, it goes.
I feel like we're doing Rap Battle Friday right now.
Right.
That was good, but stressful.
It was. It was a little bit.
No, that was amazing. And the thing is, which came out first?
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, have they stolen a Kesha song
yeah.
for their footy theme song?
Okay.
Yes, they have.
Okay.
2010,
awesome.
I think the Kesha one came out. Anyway, whatever it was 2 years before the Giants.
Oh, okay.
Came
well,
along. So.
Who creates footy team songs?
I don't know. I think they usually
Who's
steal.
Who's the guy doing that?
Like a tune from like an old.
Like Kesha?
Well. like a Kesha, but usually like an old, like. I think a lot of them are French and British. Like
right, okay.
Revolution time kind of.
Yeah. Or Kesha.
So, yeah. Or just a little bit of this action. Yeah. It's the sound of the mighty Giants.
Shut up.
Yeah, well, whatever it was, it didn't help them on Saturday.
Yeah, it
absolutely
didn't.
Pumped.
Oh, 25. Yeah. So sad.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, all of the stories that are just a little bit more adult, so they got to be early in the show away yep. from little ears.
Yes. Now, this one is about a 50-year-old woman who's given herself a birthday present.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure this woman is single. So,
ready to mingle.
Yeah, she sure is. Now, she has hired herself a male escort for her birthday. It's her little birthday gift to herself. And she's come out with this big thing saying, hey, everyone should do this. She's been doing these interviews as well. She's super open about it.
Yeah, right.
She's really keen on everyone to have a go for this. Now, she's done it through a legitimate website and everything. It's not some random
person.
Can
you get them on websites? Is that legit?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because then you know it's safe and they're clean and whatever. Anyway.
I thought you have to go to, like, the place, the...
Like a...
The bro
with fell. The light-up sign and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Massage.
Yeah.
No, so she went online and she found this man. She was looking at the photos. She didn't want some young guy with his shirt off and the pecs showing. She wanted someone that looked nicer.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in a nice sweater. Someone who looked
more
smart.
More of a George Clooney
kind
of...
Yeah, exactly. Style. But she ended up getting someone who was quite young, but who's very attractive, really nice guy.
Yeah.
He comes around to your house. They had a wine. They hung
the
out.
Wines.
Yeah, they hung out for a bit, chatted for an hour, and then, you know, they started doing the thing. And she was like, best thing of my life. I'm going to do this every year for my B-Day.
Wow.
Yeah, nice gift, but very expensive, she said. Quite pricey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, look, it doesn't surprise me that that goes on. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
What surprised me most about that story is that she's like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah.
You should all be doing this.
Yeah, right? Like, she wants everyone to give it a crack.
Specifically
why not?
This bloke, or...
What do you mean? Oh, not just him.
Oh, okay.
Not just him, but just in general. She wants people to be more open about it and give it a crack. Give it a go. It's a nice way to have some safe stuff.
I was wondering whether maybe he's got like his, for his online website, he's like, hey, if you plug me on your Insta, 10% off your next visit.
It's the Jessie and Jules with Sian catch-up on Hit FM.
Now, a few weeks ago, I'm pretty sure we talked about open relationships or something like that because it's 2019.
The topic does come up. In fact, a friend of mine was talking to me about it the other day.
Oh, well, there you go.
And a friend of hers is trialing it.
Oh, trial. Ooh, a bit of trial and error. Well, I actually met someone on the weekend, someone that I've known for a couple years now. He's 39 years old.
Yeah, right.
And he does Uber driving. That's how we discovered who this man was. So a group of my friends and I...
Geez, that's a different kind of Uber conversation to usual. Like,
yeah.
G'day, mate. Busy day.
Busy night. Oh, g'day, don't mate. You know.
Open relationships.
So this guy's name, I won't give his name. Let's call him George.
Sure.
Okay, so he's 39 years old, let's say 40 for the sake of the convo. I've known him for 2 years because he always picks us up and takes us to events, right?
He's your regular
He's
Uber
our regular.
Driver.
So we discovered him through Uber, but he's got this big van where he can actually fit 7 guests in there.
Yeah.
So we always use him for bigger events and we lock him in, whatever. He makes it a bit cheaper. Good bloke. He's got 2 young kids at home and he's got a wife.
Okay.
Now, we used him over the weekend when I went to Listen Out Music Festival.
Sure.
And he said, because I sat in the front, of course, he said, oh, I haven't seen you for a while, so you're not aware of this. You know, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. 3 months ago, my wife and I started an open marriage.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, tell me all about that. I was so keen to hear the details. Anyway, essentially he's explained the rules to me because I had all of these questions, you know, like do the kids know? Do your friends know? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Essentially he's got a 23-year-old girlfriend, which is the same age as me. So this was a weird conversation to have.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
He's married.
You can have a girlfriend, though.
Oh.
So let's get started on the rules because all of these things shocked me. So we've got 5 rules. Now, the number one rule, don't bring them home. You can't bring your other little partners to your household because they're still living together as a happy family.
Yeah.
So you can't
bring... That's a tough one to explain to your kids.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the number two rule. Is that you can tell the kids that you have new special friends, but they're a bit too young to explain the whole open marriage, they're actually my partner as well type thing.
Yeah.
But he's just hoping that as they get older, they'll probably start realizing that, oh, my parents see other people.
Okay.
But they're together.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Is the girlfriend a more permanent fixture or is she like...
For now, she's permanent. It's his girlfriend and his wife has a boyfriend. But that then brings us again onto number three.
So they're not committed to each other, but they're committed to the other person. So they're not getting lots of partners.
This is all very open. Well, he's getting a lot of partners. I think she's really into her boyfriend. Anyway, number three is you must spend more time with your main partner than you do with your flings.
Yeah.
Yes, you've got to spend the most time with your husband or wife.
Ryan.
Number four, boyfriends and girlfriends are allowed, but you must abide by those rules again that, one, the kids don't know them as your boyfriend, two, you're not spending that much time with them and you're not bringing them home, but you are allowed a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Sounds like a lot of work.
And then number five, friends and family are allowed to know and it's actually encouraged that they do know what you're doing so that you avoid the thought that, they'll think that you're cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if they see you out with someone or whatever,
what if you go to a family barbecue, do you take your wife or your girlfriend?
I think you'd have to take the wife.
You'd take the wife.
Yeah.
Unless you've got time built up.
Book in the more stores. Why not have both?
Oh,
am I right?
Yeah, right.
Mexican night.
Because good luck explaining that to the kids.
Good job.
A long time ago, an injury far, far away. Star Wars.
Simple as this. You call through on 13, 12, 16. Tell us how you got a scar somewhere on your body.
And we need to guess where it is on your body. So don't give that away.
So you just got to buzz in with your name, Sharnos. Now, Michelle from Bridgetown, tell us about your scar.
Well, I can't tell you where it is, can I?
No, you can't.
How'd you get it?
How'd you get your scar?
Dog bite.
Ooh, dog bite.
Oh, well, that opens it up. It could be anywhere.
Okay, hold on. What kind of dog?
It was actually a little mixed breed.
Okay. We're talking like a little, almost kind of handbag sized dog?
I was like 16 months old, so I'm going to go with yes from the stories I've told, but I don't actually remember it.
Did you have to go to hospital once it bit you?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Stitches? Stitches?
Yes.
Gosh.
Stitches,
the whole shebang.
I'm thinking small dog, but also baby, like.
I'm just going to, Sian, I'm buzzing in.
Okay.
This is just a guess. Is it on your arm?
No.
Ah, damn.
I'm gonna go leg.
No.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Michelle, no. Where
it's
is
not.
It?
My face.
Michelle.
Oh, I don't want to imagine that. Where on your face?
It actually looks like, a lot of people don't sort of see it. It's quite big, but it looks like a scar line. It was on my cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And because my face has obviously got smaller when I was little, it's a cheek, and I had a few stitches just above my eye as well.
Oh, wow.
My goodness. So it's not too obvious now?
No, apparently not. I see it, but no. So, a lot of people go, oh, I didn't realise.
What do your parents tell you? Because obviously you don't remember the story. They've told it to you.
So we were feeding a neighbour's dog. I went with my mum to feed this neighbour's dog, and she put a bone out for it, and I thought I'd go and throw the bone for it. Apparently I wanted to play, and the dog didn't.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
That's not ideal, is it?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
Jeez, Michelle, that is full on. Well, I'm glad you're okay. And thanks
for calling. Do you like dogs now? Like, you don't have a hate for dogs or anything?
I love dogs.
Oh, good.
I do have a bit of a thing. I like bigger dogs more than little, and I don't know whether that's something to do
with it. Maybe.
You're very brave, Michelle.
Yes, maybe.
And you don't throw bones around anymore?
No, funny that.
Listen,
good
yeah,
on
funny
you,
that.
Michelle. Yeah, wow, that's full on.
We great call because Michelle... neither of us guessed it.
Yeah, put you in the running for our stay for our MVP price. You can stay in colour at the Ibis Styles East Perth. We're going to draw that one a little bit later on today.
Jesse and Jules with Sian on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Sian.
Probably.
Parking spot savers.
Yes. Now, a guy at the Mullaloo Beach Hotel in Perth has sat down in a car park and said he's saving it for his mate. And once another car came in, he would not let that car get in the spot.
And I just don't understand. And people are backing him up online.
Yeah, saying he's sitting in there. It's his spot. But no, it's not because he's not in a car.
It's a car park.
Exactly. Gosh. So we want to know. Happened to you?
If you've ever had this experience. Now, Christine from Bunbury, you've had an experience like this?
Good morning, lovelies. I've done the same thing as that guy. I haven't got a boyfriend now, but they always put me to good use.
Christine. Yeah. So, wait, your boyfriend's told you to go and...
Yeah, jump out now. You stand there and I'll go around and come, and then another car will come along and try and get in.
Right.
And they're accusing me, like, get out of the way, woman. I go, no, I'm saving, but you're not parking there. And they'd argue with me. I'd stand my ground, eh?
So have you ever lost the battle? Like, have you ever had to move and let another car in?
No way.
What's the longest it went on for, Christine?
Probably at the airport.
Oh, and how long did it go for? How long was your standoff?
I'd say about 20 minutes I was standing there and I was getting a lot of abuse.
Oh, my gosh.
The more they abused me, the more determined I was to stand there. I thought, if you had been nice about it, maybe I would have.
Christine, what if someone did this to you? What if you're about to pull into a spot and someone just jumps out and stands there?
Well, I don't drive, so I don't have that.
Oh, so it's...
Doesn't bother me.
I don't care.
You guys ready? You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Now, Lisa from Bunbury, who would you like to take on in You versus Us today?
You.
Alrighty.
Five questions. Buzz in with your name, Lise. And if one of us gets it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at it, okay?
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Quizmaster Sian, number one. Oh, gosh. Multiple choice.
Okay.
Which iconic Aussie character could be returning to TV this year? A, Humphrey B. Bear. B, Agro. Lisa, who is it?
Humphrey B. Bear.
It sure is.
Is he really?
You know your stuff, Lise. Good job. All right, one for Lise and none for Jesse.
Thank you.
Great job. Number two, who won the Norm Smith medal?
Jesse.
At the...
Yep. Custer Martin.
Well done. Good job. Yeah. And for a...
I nearly had that one.
Oh, bonus little bit of information. It was his second Norm Smith medal win.
Yeah.
Okay, number three, is a true or false? We've got one all at the moment. The Argyle Mine in northern WA is the world's largest producer of gold.
Oh.
Gold.
Jesse.
I'm pretty sure I heard Lisa, say something there. Did you say true or false?
False.
It is false. Well done. Kalgoorlie is the world's largest producer of gold, whereas the Argyle Mine is the largest producer of diamonds.
Is that right?
Yeah, so we've got two for Lisa and one for Jesse.
Oh, get this one, Lise, and it is all yours.
Okay. Number four. Okay. Which Disney movie was released first, Pocahontas or Hercules?
Jesse.
Jesse.
Pocahontas.
Yep.
Oh, I was this close to saying Hercules.
All right, so Pocahontas was in 95, Hercules was in 97. So now it is 2-2. This is our last question. It is
winner
our tiebreaker.
Let's go, Lise.
All righty. Finish this NSYNC lyric from year 2000.
Oh, no.
Don't want to be a fool for you, just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie.
Baby, bye.
Yeah, yeah. I think you. I think
I
you
didn't
put,
listen to anything.
I think you put too many byes on there. It's just bye. But well
it was
done.
An echo. It's a remix.
Okay, yeah, no, yeah. Good job. Oh, I'm so sorry, Lisa. He just got you in the end.
Lise, great game though.
All right, thank you very much.
Busselton Central Shopping Centre, an exciting place for the whole family to shop.
Right now, we're talking about pegs.
Yeah.
And whether or not you want to take them off the line after each load of washing. If you guys want to have your say, because this needs to be settled, pegs on or pegs off, head to our Instagram, Hit WA, because we need to know the answers.
Because I feel like surely you're leaving the pegs on.
No. Yeah. Actually, yeah. No, that's one that I like. I'm getting so confused by this. I like to leave the pegs on, and I think anyone who takes them off after every load is a psycho.
Yeah, putting them in the little bucket or in the little
who
basket.
Who does that? Who's got the time?
Who has the time?
Just slide them across if they're in the way.
Yeah, and just don't use the middle setting so you can't slide.
Exactly. So there's rules, but we all know that they exist.
Yeah, but so long as the pegs are on the line, we're good. Now, Simon scrolled through and from sunny Dunsborough this morning. Now, Simon, are you a pegs on or pegs off, mate?
Yeah, totally. I'm a pegs off guy.
You take them off every time.
Totally. I'm all about efficiency and ergonomics. and I think this is a good chance to issue a challenge.
So do you have a basket on your line that you're putting the pegs in?
Yes, but I'm going to say let's do a basket challenge with 10 pieces of laundry.
Yep.
And I bet you that with a vacant line with no pegs on, 10 pieces of laundry will go up and be pegged quicker than when you have pegs on the line already.
Ooh.
And when we're talking about efficiencies, that's what it's all about today.
That is a really good point because the reason I am so anti-pegs, anti-taking the pegs on and off, is to be honest with you, most of the time I don't even use them.
Oh, really?
That's how loose I'm being with the pegging situation.
Well, the thing is, someone has actually left a comment here which sort of argues that fact. It says, just assuming you're hanging out the washing twice a week from age 16 to 85, it takes 1 minute to put the pegs away, 1 minute to take them back out. The maths is 69 years of pegging twice a week is 7,176 peggings, which equals 9.9 days. So you've wasted 10 days of your life taking the pegs off and on.
But Simon's arguing that you've got to move the pegs around on the line and that's going to take you more time.
You don't really.
I think Simon's right, though. This needs to be a challenge.
We need to test
Simon,
it.
We've got your details. We're going to get in touch with you.
And
we'll
get
this pegging challenge sorted.
And obviously, bear in mind, when you live in a windy city like Albany or Dunsborough, pegs are very handy.
You've got to use the pegs.
It is true. I have multiple times had to go and collect my stuff from across the Simon, thanks for the call, mate.
See ya.
All righty. Roger from Bunbury, wrap this one up for us this morning, mate. Are you pro-pegs or anti-pegs?
Always used to be pegged on.
Yeah.
And then I met someone and she was real anti, pegged off all the time.
Yeah.
Didn't even have one peg on there. She's gone now, so pegged back on.
Oh, pegged back on. And has it changed your life, mate? You got all this free time, don't you?
You do, mate. It really frees you up having the pegs on because you're not chasing them all the time or picking them up off the ground.
So true.
Boy's gone wild.
Yeah, absolutely out of control.
Just listening right now, I hate you. Get them off.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Sian catch-up on Hit FM.
Time to catch up with Dean McCarthy because the Bieber wedding, it's happened, or it's happening, Dean.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, they absolutely are. So they legally married, oh my goodness, a few months ago. And this, in fact, today, as we speak, the actual ceremony is all going down. Let me set the scene for you.
Oh, wow.
They hired an entire resort in South Carolina. Super fabulous, like beautiful southern white resort. Except three guests, three rooms, they were not able to evacuate. Like basically, they bought out all the people who were staying there.
Wow.
Except the three people that wouldn't budge, which is hilarious because that's something I would do.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Three random guests, but off the actual invited guests. the Kardashians are there, Usher's there, Ed Sheeran's there, and apparently it is Models Inc. All the supermodels, the Hadids and everything, they're all there as well. Mm. So super fabulous. Congratulations, Justin and Hayley.
Amazing. And for some reason, we just weren't there. I think we just couldn't get the flights in time and stuff. But that's absolutely fine. You know, we'll go next time. Now, let's chat about one of my favorite movies, Clueless. Now, one of the stars in there, there's some stuff going on with domestic violence. What's the story?
Okay. Stacey Dash is her name. She played Dion. She was the kind of best friend of Cher, played by Alicia Silverstone. She has been arrested today for battery, allegedly assaulting someone physically, apparently, you know, hitting them in the face and everything. She's been arrested for this before. She actually once shot someone, but allegedly that was for self-defense, and she's claiming there was self-defense again today. Here's the thing. She's one of the most disliked people in Hollywood. She's very, very Republican, and she's got some very, very out there conservative, pretty racist, hideous views. Like, there's no nice way to put it. That's just how it is. Very, very, very disliked in Hollywood. And today she's, been arrested. So this is one of the many times she's been arrested.
Yeah, geez. All right, let's wrap
she's
up with... Let's wrap up with Kylie Jenner. She's in a little bit of trouble this morning.
She is. Actually, she's over there at Bieber's wedding right now. So she's probably feeling okay right now. But earlier and yesterday, she posted a photo of her body post-illness. So she had to go to hospital. She wasn't well, right? And she lost a lot of weight. She posted a photo and people are saying how it's the wrong, you know, image to portray, and it's obviously the wrong example to set for young girls about how, you know, losing weight and being thin is not, you know, the goal and things like that. So she's getting a bit of heat from it, but she's always getting heat for different things, so it'll blow over. It'll be fun.
So was she saying in the post that, like, oh, this is great, like, I lost a bunch of weight because I was sick, or did people just draw that from what the photo was?
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, my God, look how fabulous I am. It wasn't that vibe, but it was like, you know, clearly you could tell that she lost weight from the
Right. Yeah, well, we'll keep an eye, especially on that Clueless one. That's really full on. But, Dean, we'll catch up with you again tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Bye, guys.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.